This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey, here on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm your host, Damon King. I'm a certified financial planner professional and wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial Services, the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey, and the woman that created the show more than 20 years ago. The financial diva Victoria Woods is traveling on business this week. She's at a conference, and then she's going to be at another conference next week. I'm telling you, she's all over the country. Here at Chapelwood Financial, we are investment advisors to millionaires, and after more than 25 years of doing that work, of working with wealthy families, high net worth families, we've cracked the code on what millionaires want out of life. Number one, they want to know that they're not going to run out of money in retirement. They want to live a comfortable lifestyle, and they want to know they're not going to run out of money. Number two, they want to have the freedom to do what they want, when they want, where they want, with whom they want. And the third thing is they want to leave a big impact on the world and on their families and on themselves. That's what millionaires want, and that's what we help our millionaire clients do every day, week, and month of the year. We can help you as well. And if you and your family have saved at least $1 million in investable assets for retirement, we're talking about cash, CDs, investments in the stock market, your 401k, IRAs, money market accounts, or if you've got some properties, some real estate that you're about to sell, or perhaps you have a business that you're about to sell and you're going to come into several million dollars and you are looking for some guidance. What do I do with all of this cash now that I've got it? We can help with all of those things. That's what we do for our clients. And typically the first step is people will give us a call. The number is 405-348-0909 and say, hey, look, I'd like to sit down with you guys. I'd like a second opinion. Maybe you have an advisor already. Maybe you don't. Doesn't really matter. Doesn't cost you anything. There's no obligation. There's no cost just to come and sit down with us to get a second opinion and figure out, are there any gaps in your plan? However, you can also hit the easy button and you can text the word countdown to 405-348-0909. The countdown to retirement will be delivered to you, helps you to keep organized, helps you to stay on track, and you're also going to get a link to schedule a second opinion phone call with us, a 30-minute phone call to discuss your specific situation. So your idea of a perfect retirement is very likely much different from your coworkers, from your neighbors, the people you go to church with, and maybe even your spouse. It's pretty amazing how many times we work with spouses, and the first time we meet them, what they envision for retirement is really very different. You know, one spouse says, I just want to relax. The other one says, I want to go, go, go. I want to travel. Usually they're aligned in most everything, but there's always going to be differences. And this makes sense because you are a unique individual, and what you want is not the same as what somebody else wants. However, there is one aspect of retirement planning that will quite literally impact everyone. Everyone. This is the silent killer in retirement. You know it's there. You know the killer is sneaking around, but it's very easy to forget about, push it to the background, and not think about it until it's too late. And slowly but inexorably, it will eat away at the value of your wealth and reduce your ability to sustain your lifestyle if you don't prepare for it. The silent killer that we're talking about is inflation. And we're going to explore why inflation happens, the damage it can cause, and how you can fight it. And then later on, we're also going to explain what Warren Buffett's favorite market indicator is saying about the near-term future of the stock market. So that's all on today's show. However, before we dive all into that, I've got a very special announcement I want to make you aware of. Coming up on Friday, May the 3rd, it is our 8th annual Kentucky Derby soiree. Yes, it is here almost again. I cannot believe it's been 8 years since we started the Kentucky Derby soiree. So Friday, May the 3rd, 2024, from 11:30 to about 1:30 here at the Chapelwood Financial Office. You've heard us talk about it for many years. Our charitable partner this year is, again, Allied Arts of Oklahoma City in support of their arts education program. So what is the Kentucky Derby soiree? It is a party. And we get together, all the ladies come in, and they look so beautiful, stunning, incandescent is what is the word I like to use, incandescently stunning. All the ladies in their beautiful hats, and they just look so fantastic. It's colorful. We have a great time. We've got volunteers here, and we have raffle items, several raffle items that we raise money. We sell raffle tickets. All the money that we raise, all the proceeds that we collect will benefit Allied Arts of Oklahoma City. Here are some of the items that we have already committed for our raffle. We've got a one-night stay at the Omni Hotel in Oklahoma City in a deluxe room, and you get a $100 food and beverage credit to go along with it. You've got OU football tickets. Allied Arts themselves have donated 2 tickets to Artini. That is their martini tasting event that's coming up later this year. We've got Three Graces Day Spa that has donated a gift card. Several other items are on the list, and we want to give a special shout-out to Gulfport Seafood Market, which is one of our prime sponsors for this year's event. They are our sponsor for the shrimp. We have these gigantic shrimp, jumbo shrimp, and we have shrimp cocktail, along with all kinds of other wonderful food. So Gulfport Seafood Market, thank you so much for your sponsorship of the Kentucky Derby soiree. You can still get your ticket for the Derby soiree. All you have to do, call 405-348-0909. The tickets are $25. You can purchase an individual ticket, and you can go ahead and purchase your raffle tickets at the same time. And yes, the more raffle tickets you buy, the cheaper per ticket cost it is. So just go ahead and buy 250 raffle tickets. You know you're going to want to, because you're going to want to put them in every jar. So we have little jars around, and you drop your raffle tickets into the items that you want to try to win. And it's a lot of fun. We generally have 18 to 20 raffle packages every year. We'll have 75 to 100 people here, and it is just a great time. And of course, mint juleps with Woodford Reserve bourbon, which is the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. This is what they serve at Churchill Downs. So Kentucky Derby soiree, 8th annual event, benefiting Allied Arts of Oklahoma City, sponsor Gulfport Seafood Market, May the 3rd, coming up very soon. So let's dive into our conversation on the silent killer in retirement, inflation. Inflation is defined as a general increase in the price of goods and services that you buy. So you know what inflation is. Basically, the price is going up, right? But why is it a given that prices go up? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered, why is it just assumed that prices go up? Why do they have to go up? It's actually a really simple reason. If you sit down to think about it, and somebody explains it to you simply, it makes a lot of sense. It requires no advanced degree in economics to understand why inflation happens. As you earn more, you spend more. That's just simple math. As you earn more as a household, you tend to spend more. Now, as we spend more, we demand more in goods and services. And as we demand more, what happens? Supply struggles to keep up, and prices rise. It's the economic law of supply and demand. When supply is low and consumer demand is high, prices go up. Where do we spend most of our money? On services. There are two places that we spend our money on goods, like going to the grocery store, Target, Walmart, things like that. That's about 1/3 of all consumer spending. 2/3 of all consumer spending are on services, going out to eat, going on a cruise, getting on an airplane, staying in a hotel, even paying your rent. Rent is considered a service because you're renting, you're paying someone else for the privilege, the service of living in their house. Now, as prices go up because of our spending and our demand, we need to earn more to keep pace with that, right? So what do? We go to our employer and we say, hey, boss, I need a raise. And boss says, okay, here's your raise. Then what does your employer have to do? They pass on that increased cost now to their consumers, to their customers. At the same time, as you're earning more from your raise, what do? You go out and spend more. And the dance continues. So inflation happens because we as a society spend more as we earn more, and that spending causes prices, demand to go up, and so prices go up. Some inflation is actually healthy. Some inflation is good for our economy. Too much is bad because it means that the economy is overheated. There's too much spending going on, and that will likely lead to interest rates going up to combat it. It's exactly what we've seen in this current situation that we're in. Inflation spiked to over 9% in July of 2022. So to combat that, the Federal Reserve really buckled down and started raising interest rates. So that's why inflation happens. Let's talk about the damage that inflation can cause if you are not prepared to handle it. Obviously, as prices rise, your money's purchasing power decreases. We've already discussed that. Prices go up, and if you earn the same amount of income, then your purchasing power goes down. A dollar doesn't stretch as far, right? So let's look at an example here. From 1993 to 2023, that's a 30-year period, the average annualized rate of inflation was 3.69%. That means that what you could buy for $1 in 1993 would cost $2.11 in 2023. That's more than double. It's more than double. And this actually bears out. There's a handy little rule of thumb called the Rule of 72. And that rule states that if you want to know how long it's going to take for a certain item or something to double in value, you can divide 72 by the rate of growth, and that answer will tell you roughly how many years it would take for that thing to double in value. Now, usually people are using that to see how long is it going to take for my 401k to double in value at 8%. You divide 72 by 8, the answer is 9. It means, assuming you don't add anything to it, your 401k would double in value every 9 years at 8%. You can use the same concept with inflation. Let's say that the rate of inflation is 3%. And you want to know how long it's going to take for prices to double in value, because that's what inflation is tracking. You divide 72 by 3, the answer is 24. That means that at 3% inflation, prices double roughly every 24 years from where they were. So the fact that over 30 years, what once cost a dollar now costs $2.11 at 3.69% inflation, that's kind of keeping track with that, right? Let's put this a different way. Let's actually look at this within the context of your retirement. Let's say that when you retire, you need $8,000 a month to fund the lifestyle that you want. And 30 years is very reasonable. It's a reasonable amount of time that your retirement will last. All right, that's how we build our income plans. We build them for at least a 30-year period. More specifically, we like to get you to at least age 90. 90, maybe 95, especially ladies. For you, women tend to live longer, so it's even more important that you have a plan for combating inflation because the odds favor that you will live longer. In fact, women have a 90% probability of managing their money, their family's money, by themselves at some point, because usually you outlive the men, and that's just the way life is. But let's look at this a different way. If you need $8,000 a month to fund your desired retirement lifestyle, if we use the same example from 1993 to 2023, inflation 3.69%, in 30 years, To maintain your purchasing power, you would then need $16,880 per month to maintain that purchasing power that you had 30 years before when all you needed was $8,000. Now, where's that money going to come from? Well, if you're on Social Security, hopefully some of that will come from cost of living adjustments that you receive over time. But, you know, those COLAs, those cost of living adjustments, they're not usually terribly high. We've had some higher ones here lately, but, you know, when we plug those into our income plans, we assume maybe a 1% to 1.5% cost of living adjustment for Social Security. We estimate low. What that means is most of that money then is going to have to come from your portfolio. You're going to have to withdraw more and more money as time goes by just to maintain the purchasing power that you had when retirement started, to say nothing of increasing your desired lifestyle. So inflation silently yet absolutely erodes your purchasing power over time. And it's like a pot of water that just slowly gets hotter and hotter and hotter. You've heard the example. If you put a frog into a boiling pot of water, it will jump out. But if you put the frog into a lukewarm pot of water and slowly heat it up over time, it'll just sit there and sit there and sit there and slowly boil to death. That's kind of like what inflation is. It just slowly gets hotter and hotter and hotter and erodes your purchasing power. So the next obvious question is, well, then how do I fight this? How do we fight back against inflation? Well, first, you have to acknowledge that it happens. Your plan needs to build inflation into all of the projections. And if you can anticipate something, then that allows you to exert some measure of control over it. The next thing, I highly recommend that as you go into retirement, that you have multiple streams of income. One thing that will help to combat inflation is having income, consistent income over time. And the more of that income you have, the more likely you are to be able to combat inflation and, more specifically, avoid drawing down on your principal. So the more streams of income you have, the stronger your plan is, the more likely you won't run out of money. So what kind of streams of income are we talking about? Well, of course, there's Social Security for most of you. Perhaps you have a pension. Perhaps you have an annuity that you can withdraw lifetime income. Maybe you have rental properties or some other kind of asset that is generating income for you over time outside of your investment portfolio, your stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Our clients that have multiple streams of income are the ones that are in the best position to avoid running out of money. Now, we have income plans for all of our clients. And we know without a doubt, or with very strong level of conviction, high level of confidence, that they're not going to run out of money. But we don't know that until we build the plan. Next thing, segment your money into different buckets managed for different phases of your life, targeting different rates of return using different assets. You should not be managing all of your money the same way. Or another thing that we see is people will have multiple accounts different places, and they think they're diversified. They think, oh, I've got five different advisors and I've got accounts different places. I'm well diversified. You take a look at their five statements, you're like, no, they all own the same mutual funds and the same stocks. So you're not diversified. You just own the same stock five different times. You're doing the same thing five different times. That's not diversification. What you need is a cohesive plan that has different buckets of money doing different things or at different periods of time. And those buckets of money need to be focused on protection of your money, income from your money, and growth of your money. That's what you need to be focused on. That's how you need to structure your assets in retirement. And the final thing is you need those assets to a great extent to generate income. Income is what you need in retirement. Yes, you need growth. However, you really need income as well. So for example, if you need to pull $4,000 a month from your portfolio, that's $48,000 a year. Can your portfolio produce that income, at least for a while, to preserve your principal? A lot of people say, well, I'm just going to live off of the interest alone, and I'm just going to pull out 4%. That's an old rule of thumb. That may or may not work for you. Okay? Depends on your lifestyle. Instead of trying to target a withdrawal rate, target a lifestyle amount. That will then help to determine your withdrawal rate. If you're going to try to target 4% per year, well, what if what you really need to maintain the lifestyle that you want is 6%? Your plan's built on 4%. Where's the extra 2% going to come from? You know where it's going to come from? It's going to come from your principal. Either that or you're going to shrink your lifestyle. You're going to learn to live on just that. So can your portfolio produce the income that you need to preserve your principal, and for how long? If you've got $1 million portfolio, let's say, and you need to pull that $48,000 a year, well, $48,000 a year on a $1 million portfolio is a 4.8% yield, right? You need your portfolio to generate 4.8% of income, interest, dividends, things like that. And that's fairly reasonable. 4.8%, if you've got the right mix of dividend-paying stocks and bonds that generate income, it's pretty reasonable to be able to generate 4.8%, at least for the first several years. Because eventually, what's going to happen? Inflation is going to make it harder and harder to keep up with the amount of income that you need. And if your portfolio can't also earn more income, you know, companies, they don't necessarily raise their dividends to match with inflation, all right? Their dividends are highly dependent upon their earnings. That's how dividends go up. It's not inflation adjusted. Bond income is highly sensitive to interest rates. So you've got to find a way to generate that income. If you're not sure if your plan is accounting for inflation, you need help. You've got to correct this. You need a plan for making sure that you're going to be generating income in retirement and you're going to be generating enough growth at the back end of your plan so that several years in the future, you've got this big bucket of money that's pushing your plan forward. You've got to have the right structure. And this isn't just because this isn't fear motivation. We're not saying, oh, do this and you're gonna pay the price. No, it's because this is what we do every day. This is what we help our clients do. And our clients that have these structured plans, and that's everybody, they are far less likely to run out of money than if they didn't have a plan at all. If they just were kind of going it alone and just throwing something out there and hoping it works. That's not the way you want to go into retirement. We can help. And the way we can help, give us a call at 405-348-0909. You can schedule a 30-minute phone call with us. You can also text the word COUNTDOWN, COUNTDOWN. Download our Countdown to Retirement. You click that link. It's free. You're also going to get the link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team. We'll jump on the phone with you, ask some questions, and we will determine the best way that we can move forward to help you. And then we can schedule an appointment, sit down, talk in more detail. And that's particularly if you and your family have saved $1 million for retirement, $1 million in investable assets. That's the work we do, and that's whom we best serve, our millionaire clients. Let's talk a little bit about Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha. Everybody knows Warren, right? And if you don't know him personally, well, you've at least probably heard of his name. He's a billionaire, of course. Widely regarded as the greatest living investor today. And guess what? Warren's favorite market indicator is flashing red. The Buffett indicator is flashing red. Oh, no. What does this mean? In 2001, Warren Buffett came up with what he called probably the best, and this is from Fortune magazine, and this article, what I'm sharing with you today, actually comes from a publication called Before the Bell. It's from CNN, and it's on Before the Bell. In 2001, Warren Buffett came up with what he called probably the best single measure of where stock valuations stand at any given moment. And right now, that barometer has soared to a two-year high, signaling that a market retreat could be coming. So what's happening? This Buffett indicator measures the size of the U.S. stock market against the size of the economy. And it does that by taking the total value of all publicly traded companies and dividing that by the last quarterly estimate for our gross domestic product, our economic output. Now, what you get out of that is a ratio, a percentage. And that ratio is supposed to tell us how fairly priced that stocks are by providing a simple gauge of whether the market is overvalued or undervalued relative to where the economy is. If the stock market's growing a lot faster than the economy, that means a bubble may be forming. If the stock market is going out of control, but the economy is largely stagnant, that means there's not enough economic output to support those high stock valuations, which means that a bubble has formed and it could pop at some point. Now, here's how it works. Warren says that a reading of 100% is fair for the stock market valuation. Now, if it's closer to 70, if it's less than 100%, if it's close to 70%, let's say, that means stocks are at a bargain. They're discounted. It's a good time to get in. But if it's anywhere near the 200% mark, that means there's a bubble around the market, it's overvalued, and investors are playing with fire. And right now, the Buffett indicator is sitting at nearly a two-year high, 190%. And the last time the indicator was this high was in 2022, when it hit 211%, and the S&P 500 dropped by 19% over the next 12 months. So markets are currently potentially in a bubble situation, and this is what we've been sharing with our clients. Obviously, the market is up. It was up big time last year, and it's up, you know, a little over 10% to begin 2024. It's great, makes your quarterly statements look good, but one thing that we've been sharing with our clients is this. If we de-risked as a result of what was happening in 2022 when the market was down, your accounts have recovered very well. You've recovered a lot of what you lost or more than what the decline was. And there will be a time to jump back into the market in the not too distant future. But we're still kind of in a wait and see period. You know, we don't exactly know what's going to happen with interest rates. The market widely believes that interest rates will go down later this year. And, you know, we tend to believe that that will probably happen too, maybe two or three rate decreases, but it's not a given. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there. Yes, it looks more and more likely that we'll avoid a recession, but we don't know for sure. So again, if you are an aggressive investor and you're young and you've got plenty of time, your time horizon is very long, you don't care about this. But you see, most of the clients we work with, they don't have 20, 30 years to recover. They're very close to retirement or in retirement already. And that's the lens through which we're looking at this situation. And you know, we're very optimistic about the future, but we're still somewhat cautious. And if you are a believer in Warren Buffett, his favorite indicator is flashing red that the market could be, in the short term, in for a little bit of a correction, a little bit of a pullback. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed today's show. Hope that you got a lot out of it. And hope that it stimulated some thoughts and that, you know, you give us a call and we can't wait to talk with you later on this week. Until next time, I'm going to leave you with the Financial Diva's very best advice. Don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapel Wood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.